remember just like a, I don't know, like a month or two ago when Dua Lipa was sued because she used a photograph of herself.
Right.
And she posted it, but she didn't have the rights to because it wasn't her photograph. It was something that somebody else had taken.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't credit them. So they sued her. I know she had to take the photo down. I'm not sure if she ended up having to pay them. I don't remember what happened at the end of that one. But we've seen this before with celebrities. There was that Khloe Kardashian photo that was leaked. And it was just, again, like a couple of months ago. It was Khloe Kardashian unretouched. It was her looking like a regular schlub like the rest of us. And it went viral. And then anyone who posted it, myself included, you had to take it down. Like you got a message saying, take this down or we're shutting you down.
Mm-hmm.
So they take that stuff, the copyright stuff, very seriously, which is why I think it's very interesting that news came out today that Snoop Dogg is being sued for the video of my nephew. Now, do you remember? Yeah, remember in April that we were talking about that video and it was, and Snoop Dogg posted it and called him dummy of the day or dummy of the week. We were like, yes, dummy of the week, like dumbass.
Mm.
Don't you remember that my nephew got involved with some weird group and they convinced him to climb a building
in the
middle of Times Square and he fell and he was like in a wheelchair. He literally just got out of the wheelchair. This happened in April.
Mm-hmm.
He got out of the wheelchair just like a few weeks ago. And I guess out of humiliation, moved out of New York. He now lives somewhere else in the country. He has left New York because it was such a such a thing. And it was, I mean, it was on the front page of everything, the Post and the Daily Mail. And it was huge. But one of the things that made it go viral was the fact that somehow Snoop Dogg got a hold of it and posted it. And it got 4.5 million views almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently Snoop Dogg did not credit whoever's video it was originally. And I guess the video belonged to, I don't know, it's kind of sketchy because it's, I thought the video belonged to the group that my nephew was involved with that talked him into climbing up the building in the first place.
Girlfriend or wife or something that.
No, it was his sister.
His sister. Somebody that was close to him was. Had the video of it, I thought.
Right. So his sister's very involved with the group,
mm-hmm.
and kind of got him involved with this group. And they're some sort of environmental group. I don't really get their message. I'm not really on board with any of this. So I'm not condoning any of it. And I agreed with Snoop that he was dumbass of the week. But posting that video, I mean, this is like one of the lead stories today on Billboard. So Snoop Dogg, they're suing him over this viral Instagram video. The case was just filed yesterday in Los Angeles federal court. A media outlet called Freedom News accused Snoop of stealing this copyrighted footage of my nephew falling off JP Morgan Chase headquarters in the middle of Times Square. They saying that the video was unlicensed and Snoop captioned it dummy of the week. It's currently still live on his Instagram. It has 4.5 million, like I said, and yeah, they're saying that it's a copyright lawsuit here.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Drop
did he play it
like
this song with it?
Drop it like it's hot. When the pimp's
try to get it. Would have been funny. Yes, that would have been hilarious. As he's falling off the building.
Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
Then he wouldn't have been sued because it's his song.
Exactly. That's really what he should have done. You know, make a commentary. I mean, it's easy to make the piece your own, but he posted the video as is, unedited. He didn't add anything to it, and I think that's and didn't credit anybody, so that's what the problem is.
Well, he's the first one to go after you if you use his music in a way he doesn't want you to use it, so he should understand posting things that don't belong to you.
Right. No, I'm surprised. But I wonder, like, if it wasn't a celebrity, you know, like a lot of people posted that video,
mm-hmm.
but they, you know, they had like maybe 15 hits, 20 hits. No, they didn't really have millions of people following them. So they go where the deep pockets are. I mean, are they suing everybody who posted that video? Because I saw that video everywhere.
But it got 4.5 million hits. So 4.5 million hits equates to some type of money.
Right.
So that's the difference, is if I post it, it gets 15 hits and 12 retweets or whatever.
Right.
I didn't make a dime off of it. But once you cross that million mark,
right,
then you start making money. So yeah, that means he's still making money off of that video that he doesn't own, that he just retweeted or reposted or whatever the hell he did. So
yeah, he reposted it. It's all on Instagram. So do you think he's going to settle with them? He's going to write him a check or what?
There's no way out of it. You don't own it, dude. You can't. And that's going to fall into a retweet situation of, I don't know how that's going to work, because you're not hosting it. You're just re-putting it out there. Somebody else is hosting it. Yeah, that's a fine line. That could end not well.
Right. I mean, the weird thing is, after that happened to my nephew, after he fell off the building, not only was he incapacitated and couldn't work, but the group started a GoFundMe for him. Mm-hmm. And they actually raised a lot of money for him. They raised enough money for him to pay any of his bills and pay his rent and all that stuff. So they really, I have to say, they really took care of him. But I'm just amazed all the people that were willing to give money for his dumbassery.
Yeah, he's your nephew, like, and you called him a dumbass.
He is a dumbass, and we didn't give him a dime.
No, if you climb a building to protest something and you fall off and crack your head open, we're calling you dumbass.
Well, also, he was in like these weird shoes. He wasn't even in climbing shoes. He's never climbed a day in his life.
A building. He wasn't climbing a mountain. He was climbing a building in Manhattan. There's no climbing shoes for climbing a building in Manhattan.
But at least wear sneakers. At least wear like a good pair of sneakers or cleats, or, you know, use your brain. Like, wear something you can climb in. But you're right.
At least those suction cups on your knees. Like when you watch the movie.
Exactly, suction cups.
When they're and climbing the building, that's what he needed.
Right. Or ropes, do something to keep it safe. Like, no, Batman. He just like literally just climbed up like he was Spider-Man. It was really embarrassing. And I didn't want to say for a long time that I was related to him, which I'm really not, because it's really my boyfriend's nephew. So he's really not my nephew. So I'm not related to him. As I distance myself even further from this story.
Yeah, he doesn't have your blood running through his body. He has your boyfriend's blood running through his body, which makes total sense.
That makes sense to you?
Yeah, that somebody that has Joe's blood would climb a building in Manhattan to protest something. I kind of believe that. I don't believe that in your family, because they don't want to take time out of their life to do something. But somebody in Joe's life, no problem.
Yeah, my boyfriend's family cares about lots of things. My family cares about cats. Like, all the money my parents have ever have gone, not even dog organizations, but cat organizations. Yeah,
shoes, clothes, cats.
Yeah, that's about it. Stuff that serves us, and then animal. Me, I donated to dog stuff all the time, but that's not my family. They're all about cats.
Yeah, but if you put everybody in the room, it's clothes, shoes, and animals.
Yeah, we're very self-involved, unlike my boyfriend, who cares a little more about the world. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I guess that's the good. I've just never, I don't care enough about anything to do something like that. And I feel like, you know, there's this arrested development going on, because that's the kind of shit you do in your 20s. You know, you're a dumbass in your 20s. You get involved with stupid stuff, you know, whatever. Mm. But he's in his 30s. And I feel like in your 30s, there's no excuse. Like, if you're in your 30s. Like, you know better. I don't know. Maybe not.
The minute that TV outweighs anything else in your life, I think I'd rather sit home and watch TV. Then when you get to that age, the TV is more important than changing the world. I mean, you don't see many 40-year-olds in Greenpeace.
No.
They're like, you know, I got other things to do. That's a 20-year-old job. Go save the dolphins. You can do that.
I'm telling you, the minute I turned 30, I was like, it was like I snapped out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was out there protesting and rallying. Remember, like, but I thought the causes I was interested in were very important. Like, gay rights was one of my things, you know, animal rights. I was an animal right activist when I was in my 20s, gay rights. But then I turned 30 and suddenly it was like, I came to.
If you go out to New York right now and you get into the Free Britney crowd, if there's a 30-year-old in that crowd, they just got caught up in it. They were just walking down the street and decided to walk that same way. They don't feel like freeing Britney. They just want to go home.
Yeah. No, I realized, and I got to the point where I was like, no, I can just vote and I can do it. I can say it with cash. I can support the organizations that I believe in by sending them a check. I don't need to go show up and yell at people coming out of a building.
Yeah, we call you dumbass when we don't agree with you. You're dumbass.
Right, right.
So we're not going to protest. We're just going to yell at you.
Yeah, now I protest with my wallet. I vote and I write checks. That's about it. Yeah, but like actually going somewhere, that seems like a lot to. I have friends that really get, they still get really involved with a lot of these organizations. I'm like, just tell me who to write a check to. Why do I have to come? Must I be there?